Okay, today's daf is Shabbos, daf Chaf Dalet, and today the topic that we're going to talk about is blended Kedushos Hayom, when we have 2 days that are overlapping. How are we supposed to view it? When it's Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, when it's Shabbos and Yontif, when it's Shabbos and Yom Kippur, when it is Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, all of these, which actually always happens, that one. But that is today's topic, and it comes up in two places here on the daf, Shabbos, daf, Chaf Dalet. So first, it is alluded to in the bottom of Chaf Dalet, but the Gemara asks, Siboy Luhu, Mal Hasker Shal Chanukah B'Musafin. Do we say Al Anisim on Rosh Chodesh of Chanukah? Well, we know there are no other Musaf, is generally not on Chanukah, there's no special cover in Musaf, but Rosh Chodesh Teves, that falls out on Chanukah. So one has to daven musaf. So there's one mention al anisim. So the Gemara says, kiven deles be musaf bidi de lo mat karinan. Well, Chanukah itself is not a reason for musafs. Therefore, maybe you should not mention al anisim in musaf. O dilma yomu shechay barba tefilos. Or no, this is a day that's chayiv in four tefilos, and this is a day of Chanukah that's chayiv in four tefilos. And all the tefilos have to get the al anisim. So machlokas amoraim. Rafuna Rafud Yehuda Damir Shavayo Eino Maskir. Rav Nachman Rav Yochanan Damir Shavayo Maskir. Machlokas Amar Abayel Rav Yosef. Hadra Rafuna Rav Yehuda. Rafuna Rav Yehuda who say you should not mention it. No al anisim in Rosh in Musaf, which we don't paskin, like we paskin that you do say al anisim in Musaf, but that shita that says you don't, Deravu really is from the earlier amoraim. It's from Rav, who's on the border. Damir Rav Gidol Marav. Rosh Chodesh Cholias Peshabbos, a totally different context, but the same Yisod, according to Abaya. When Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, Hamaftir Benavi Peshabbos, when somebody is Maftir Benavi, meaning the Haftorah, Ein Atzorach Lahaskel Asher Rosh Chodesh. Right, if it's Rosh Chodesh Cholias Peshabbos, the brachas of the Haftorah only have to do with Shabbos. Don't mention Rosh Chodesh. Why? She'el Malei Shabbos Einavi B'Rosh Chodesh, because the Haftorah is only there for Shabbos. So even though it happens to also be Rosh Chodesh, you don't mention it. So too, says Abaya, when Musaf is said on Chanukah, then you don't say Al Anisim. So the Gemara rejects that. It says, Midam, you can't compare the two. You can't compare Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos in the case of Al Anisim during Musaf. Midami Hasam Navi Bid Rosh Chodesh like a cloud. Haftorah has nothing to do with Rosh Chodesh. Hacha Isa Ba'arvitz V'Shachris V'Mincha. Here, Al Anisim, you say three other times by the other three tefillos. So it's a question of, do you say it also now? That's the question. El Allah Adam, you really, it's compared to something else, which we're not going to go into right now. But you already see here the interplay when you have Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. How do you view it? So the Gemara says you don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the brachas of Haftorah. If you turn the page, we're on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis on top. So the Gemara says we don't paskin like any of the previous shitos, Rashi says, but we paskin like the following. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says Yom HaKippurim Shechalias B'Shabbos, when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, the two Shabbos Shabbosons coalesce with each other. Hamispalo Ne'ila Tzorch Lahaskir Shal Shabbos. Shabbos is mentioned in Ne'ilah. What do you mean in Ne'ilah? Ne'ilah doesn't do with Shabbos. It's just Yom Kippur. Doesn't matter. Yom Hushin is Chayav Arba Tefilos. It's a day that's Chayav in four Tefilos, and therefore each one of the Tefilos gets a mention of Shabbos. Okay, so it starts with this Gemara implicitly, but really the Mordechai. The Mordechai in this Gemara quotes a fascinating Shita, which is quoted by the Tur. It's quoted by the Tur, the name of his brother, but it's really in the Mordechai right here on our Gemara in Reish Ayin Tes, Remez Reish Ayin Tes, where the Mordechai says, when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, when Rosh Chodesh falls out on Shabbos, then I know that in Birchas Hamazon on a regular Shabbos, you have to say Ritzei by the first two, as we learned in Maseches Brachos, because it's a Chiv of Seuda. On Rosh Chodesh, there is no Chiv of Seuda. So if one forgets Yalav Yavo in Birchas Hamazon, one does not have to repeat the benching. But what if it's Rosh Chodesh Shachalias B'Shabbos? So the Torah quotes a Machlokes, the Mordechai says right here, then if you said Ritzei and you forgot Yalav Yavo, you have to repeat. Because of this Gemara, Yomu, what's the language of our Gemara? Yomu Shenes Chayev. This is a Rosh Chodesh, that there is a Chiyuv Seuda. And therefore, one would have to repeat the benching if one forgot Yal V'Yavo. That's what the Torah quotes in Hilchos Birchas HaMazon, and Simen Kuf Peches and Arachayim, V'Yemchal Rosh Chodesh B'Shabbos, V'Hiskir Shal Shabbos, V'Lo Shal Rosh Chodesh, Haya Omer of Yosef, She'en Machzirin. You don't have to go back. Why? Even though there's no way not to eat bread today, it's Shabbos. But because of this exclusion, you don't have to. Why? Because the Rosh Chodesh aspect of it is not the reason why you have to eat bread. V'gam chiyav achila da'ayom mishum Shabbos, it's because of Shabbos, and therefore, fine, that's the pashup shot that we would have said. V'kasev achi, Rabbi Yechiel Zal, and he quotes his brother, my brother, Rabbi Yechiel, wrote, v'yesh cholkim bazeh, ulazeh da'iti note, and the Torah holds his note that way. I think that this is a Su'udas Rosh Chodesh that you have a chiyav to eat bread on. You're right, it's because of the Shabbos reason, but it's Israel. Our Gemara, Raya Mishum Yom Shenischaya Ba'arba Tefilas, right? Like Yom Kippur, you have to mention Shabbos in Ne'ilah of Shabbos Yom Kippur because it's a day that's chayav in four tefilas. Hachanami Kiva Desov Sov Lo Sagi Delo Achil. Who cares what reason? This is a Rosh Chodesh Suda that you have to eat bread. Therefore, Tzarech Lachzar Ulevarech. That is what the Torah quotes in the name of his brother, and he likes that shita. And the Beis Yosef here quotes it also from the Rashba. So you have the Torah and the Rabbeinu Yechiel, the Torah's brother, and the Rashba. Kiva Dal Karcho Achil Afilu Tov Bishal Rosh Chodesh Machzirun Oso. But the Beis Yosef continues. It says Linyan Halacha Naktina Kerav Yosef. We pass like the Rav Yosef in the Torah to Suffolk Brachos Lahaka. Interesting. Suffolk Brachos Lahakel even by Berchas Hamazon. Berchas Hamazon is a bracha daraisa, but you still apply Suffolk Brachos Lahakel in that regard. As we pass in Lekula. But what is the Nekudas HaMachlokas here, whether one has to repeat whether this Gemara is correct. The Gemara is correct, but whether this Gemara is a parallel to our case, whether you have to repeat benching if you forgot Yalav Yavo when it was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. So maybe it's connected to another fascinating Machlokas. And that is, if we look in the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Yom Kippur, the Shulchan Aruch discusses what happens if somebody has to, Rachman al-Islam, eat on Yom Kippur. Their life is in danger, pikuach nefesh. So then there is a chiyuv to eat on Yom Kippur. And the Shulchan Aruch says, Tav Reish Yud Ches, Shulchan Aruch, Chole she'achal b'yom ha-kippurim. If a chole eats on Yom Kippur, v'niz yashiv dai to binin she'achal l'varech, so rachla haska she'yom ha-kippurim, b'berchaz ha-mazen. You have to say, if somebody has to eat bread on Yom Kippur, because they're a chole, so then they have to bench, and they have to say Yalav Yavo with Yom HaKippurim Hazeh. Sha'omer Yalav Yavo Baboni Yerushalayim. Right, we say Yalav Yavo in benching. That is the Shulchan Aruch. If you look in the Magen Avraham, here in Siv Katan Yud, Ubotzi Al Beis Kikara, Sidi Slacha Mishnah. It's Yantif. V'linere De'ein Sarach. De'lo Tignu Kim Yom HaKippurim. The Magen Avraham quotes this from earlier sources. Says, I don't think it's true. Lechem Mishnah is Avyam Kippur. Umikal Shekein Lechola Mesukan Sheitadum Yushevus. Vegamein Tzarach Lekadesh. You don't need Kiddush. And he quotes from the Ma'arak Katz, Kiva Dayom Goram Lo Isarak Shepikuach Nefesh Gorm Lo Heter. Really, there's a Hafkas Chiyuv Seuda. But Pikuach Nefesh is Gorm Heter. Vahavili Dide Kachol. It's like a weekday. Ein Bo Lo Kiddush Velo Alakos Velo Askara Beberchas Hamazon. He argues, "Yafilu rotzal askir namazkir to loashkan askar bebirchas amazon ella bevakam sheish mitzvah ba'achilaso." So the Magen Avraham argues. He quotes this from the earlier sources, arguing on the Shulchan Aruch. V'kei nirali dafilu b'chanuk of Purim amidu b'gamar dinu mochev lahaskir. V'yu ein lahakel kiven dator machmir v'ayisol sivkan kufches v'alchapanim etzar lekadish sheish lachish lebracha levatala. So at least not to make kiddush. You want to say yalav yavo? That's not a separate bracha. But alchapanim says the Magen Avraham not to make kiddush. Because it, with the worry of Bracha Levatala. That's the Magen Avraham. If we look in the Rabbi Kiva Eger, right here on Shulchan Aruch, Rabbi Kiva Eger says, Efshar, the Zeo Rak B'Yom HaKippurim Ta'alma. A Yom Kippur on a weekday, then I would agree and say, fine, no Kiddush. Tekiva, the Kiddush, Yantiv, Durabanan, Lo Tiknu Klal, Kiddush, B'Yom HaKippurim. Avo B'Yom HaKippurim, Shachal B'Shabbos. The chiyav alav mi daraisa lekadesh, but when Yom Kippur falls down on Shabbos and the root of the chiyav is daraisa, v'lasovrim dein kiddush el b'makom seuda hu derabanan yeshlomer the yasi dechiyav daraisa v'askaras Shabbos betfila imachavin latzeis l'gavim derabanan kemo Yom Kippurim da'alma v'chulu. And then he says, mashenkim b'chal b'Shabbos de tignu chazal haya b'chol Shabbos diyev kiddush b'makom seuda v'meila gam b'Shabbos ze bichlal. Says Rabbi Kiva Eger, Yom Kippur. You want to say you don't make kiddush on Yom Kippur if you have to eat? Fine, but when it's on kiddush Yom Kippur shachol is b'Shabbos, then you have to make kiddush. Wow, that's a great chita. There are sameach. The Meshachachma in Hilchos Avodas Yom Kippurim. He argues. He says b'Feirish you never make kiddush on Yom Kippur even if Yom Kippur falls down on Shabbos. He's relating this to the discussion in the Rishon and the Balamar and the Malchamas and the Rambam, whether the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur only does the Yom Kippur duties, or even the everyday duties that come up on Yom Kippur, does the Kohen Gadol have to do the regular actions and avodos. V'kenir, and related to that, he says v'kenir olivi the kedushas yom kippurim chala al Shabbos gamkin latisho b'shvos v'lachem kippurim shachal b'Shabbos v'chol shish masakana shesorach lechol more ani delo makadish gamal Shabbos does that kedushas Shabbos oz shelo lechol bo upashut. So machlokas achronim v'kiv eger and arsameach whether one makes kiddush when yom kippurim falls out on Shabbos. When yom kippur doesn't fall out on Shabbos, the Rebbe Kiv Eger agrees that there's no kiddush. Like the mug in Avram, because you write about Rachel Vatala, but when it falls out on Shabbos, you do, and the Rav Arsameach says no. Right? So what exactly is that machlokas about? So maybe the secret of it all is the implicit shakla batari of two gemaras. Gemara in Beitza Yud Zayin and Zvachim Tzadi Aleph. The Gemara in Beitza, Daf Yud Zayin, tells us that there is a discussion between machlokas Beisham and Beis Hillel. When you have two kedushos that overlap. Tana Rabbanan, Yom Tov Shechol Yes B'Shabbos. Beishamai Omrim is Palo Shmona. Beishamai says you say an 8 bracha Shmona Esrei. Eight bracha Amida, something that we never have. We have 7, 19, or 9. That's it, we never have 8. Beishamai has 8 because you have when Shabbos falls out on Yantif, when Yantif falls out on Shabbos, you have a Yantif bracha and a Shabbos bracha. Former Shel Shabbos B'Fnei Atzma, V'Shel Yantif B'Fnei Atzma. Ubeis Hillel Omrim, no. It's Palo Sheva, what we do. Maschel B'Shel Shabbos, U'Messiah B'Shel Shabbos, Omer Kedushas Yom B'Emsa. What are they arguing about? Rabbi Omer Afchosim ba Makadish Shabbos v'Yisrael Vazmanim. Right, you may have one chasiba, and the Gemara says Tani Tana Kamid Ravina Makadish Yisrael v'Hashabbos Vazmanim. Omer Le Atu Shabbos Yisrael Makachu Le v'Hashabbos Makachu V'Kaima Eleim Makadish Shabbos v'Yisrael Vazmanim. Okay, what's the machlokas between Beisham and Hillel? So maybe the root issue is the secret is whether when we have two kedushos, is it let's say Shabbos and Yantif, is it Shabbos Kama Yantif or is it Shabbos hyphenated Yantif? It's Shabbos and Yantif, or it's Shabbos Yantif. It's a new theme. It's a new bria. Beis Hillel says it's Shabbos Yantif, and that's why you can put it into one bracha. Mekadesh Shabbos v'Yisrael v'Azmanim. Beis Shammai says no, it's Shabbos and it's Yantif, and therefore you have two separate brachas, and the brachas reflect the different kedushas hayom. That's one gemara. Beitza Yud Zayin. But if you look in Zvachim Tzadi Aleph, the same idea can be related. The gemara there. Tzadi Amaveis. The Mishnah talks about different orders of priority of karbanos, and the Gemara asks, tadir u'mekudash. If something is more common, we usually know tadir comes first, but the thing that's not tadir is mekudash. So ezemem kodem, tadir kodem mishum to tadir, o dilma mekudash kodem to kodesh. So tashma, the Gemara goes through a couple of tries. The Gemara says that the Mishnah says tamid comes before the karban musaf. To be the kodem musafin, v'yavagav the musafin kadishi, isn't the karban musaf more kadosh than the tamid? Why? Why is it more kadosh than the tamid? Because it only comes on Shabbos and Yantif. Doesn't that make it more kadosh? So Tamid, so isn't that a raya that Tadir comes before Mekudesh? Because the Tamid comes before the Musaf. The Gemara says, Atu Shabbos l'musafin ahani l'tamidim lo ahani. What does that mean? You think the carbon Tamid on weekday is the same thing as the Tamid on Shabbos? The Tamid on Shabbos is also more Mekudesh. So it's not just Tadir versus Mekudesh. That's also Mekudesh. But the Gemara continues, Musve Shabbos kodem l'musve Rosh Chodesh. So we try to bring a raya from that. So Musvi Shabbos is more tadir. That comes before Musvi Rosh Chodesh, which is more kadosh. What does the Gemara answer? That's also not a raya. Atu Rosh Chodesh l'musafin didei ahani l'musvi de Shabbos lo ahani. You think Rosh Chodesh only affects its musaf? Rosh Chodesh affects even the carbon musaf of Shabbos on Rosh Chodesh. What is that saying? This could be a shakla v'tarya about whether it's blended kedushos or separate. Next, Rosh Chodesh, and it's fascinating to go through each one, because you even in the sugi, you might even be mechalek. Some things might be easier blendable than others. Right? Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah, Beis Hashem will talk about. Those might be really blendable because they're always together. Shabbos and Yantif. Shabbos and Rosh Hashanah. Rosh Hashanah, come up. Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos. Right, one's more of a weekday. Is it easier to put Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos together or easier to put Yantav and Shabbos together? Okay, but the Gemara has each one here. Next one, Musvei Rosh Chodesh, Kodmin the Musvei Rosh Hashanah. The Musvei Rosh Chodesh come before Musvei Rosh Hashanah. Isn't that Tadir versus Mekudash? Avagad Rosh Hashanah Kacha? Again, Atu Rosh Hashanah, Lemusvei Didei Ahani, Lemusvei Rosh Chodesh, Lo Ahani. The Musvei Rosh Chodesh also are affected by Rosh Hashanah, and it's also Kadosh like Rosh Hashanah. So these two Gemaras, really, the Lambda screams out from the words of the Gemara, Zvachim Tzadi Aleph Aman Aleph, Beitza Yud Zayin Aman Aleph, relating to how do we view blended Kedusha. So that could be the Machlokas also between Rebbe Akiva Eiger and the Aras Hameach. Rebbe Akiva Eiger says, of course, when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, of course you have to make Kiddush. Why? Because maybe Rebbe Akiva Eiger thinks it's Shabbos and Yom Kippur. So even though for Yom Kippur there was never a Takana, of Kiddush, how to do it, but it's Shabbos. And the Rosh Hashanah says, no, it's one blended Kedusha. And therefore, nothing to talk about. There's no Kiddush on Yom Kippur, period. There was another fascinating discussion in Machlokas Achronim. Rav Moshe, in the Igros Moshe, Chelek Dalet, Simen Ayin, Os Yud Dalet, quotes that one time in Luban, when he was still in Russia, there was a case where somebody was in jail. He was grabbed and taken to jail on Shabbos Rosh Chodesh morning. Shabbos Rosh Chodesh morning. V'chena reisi b'luban, kishachatfu anashim v'oshivim v'beiso asurim, k'di sheyitin kesef sholzov l'hamadina k'viyasach sh'amdu sheyeshlo. They held him for money. V'ayaz Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Shvat. V'lo hinichu l'avi sidr v'lo yabaki b'tfilas musaf shol Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. It was Shabbos Rosh Chodesh. They didn't let him bring in a sidr. He didn't know what to do. He didn't know how long he was going to be in there for. So he davened. What did he daven? He davened. He count the Shabbos. He davened the regular Shabbos Amida. She yomer tefilas musaf to Shabbos. She baki lomer alpe. Ki ein musfei Rosh Chodesh ma'akvin es musfei Shabbos. That I'm ma'akiv each other. So he davened to count the Shabbos. She lachenei ma'akvin gam betfilos. V'im yotziyo oso lachavshi achar kach. Bo bayom, yispala musaf shor Rosh Chodesh. If he gets out later, he'll daven the right one. What's the right one? Says Rav Moshe, an amazing chiddush. Ube musaf ulai tov yoser lomar shor Rosh Chodesh levad. Me'achar shekvar yotza shor Shabbos. You already said tikanta Shabbos. So now, what do you have left Rosh Chodesh? Daven the weekday Rosh Chodesh Amida. Not atu yatzarta. Aval tefilas diyante for Shabbos for Shacharis b'mincha tov yoser lomar shneim b'chazar also aval yatzah gam kishamarakat tefilas shachase below askaras shneim. Amazing shita of Rav Moshe. That's what he says. And Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoted in the Sefer. Have a Sefer Rosh Chodesh, all about Rosh Chodesh, the halachas otzer halachas of minhagim. So if you look in that Sefer Perek Tezvav, Os Chav Gimel, imis pal tikanta Shabbos v'siyim tefilas. We pass him. He said tikanta Shabbos by mistake. You have to repeat. So Dina Shachoz El Rosh, Yesh Omrim, she's followed Tfilas Musaf, Shal Rosh Chodesh, Shal Chol, that's Rav Moshe. The Yesh Omrim, no, she actually is followed Tfilas Musaf, Shal Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh. Right, and that's what he quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, how can you say it? It wasn't Misukan. Yoselani is Daiti, De Ein Lachalik, Bein Shachmas Lamusaf, Razil Hazgar Shneim, Ki Tachin, De Kachum Ad Beershal Tfilas Musaf, Biyom Zel, Kolom Yachad. The Takana of this day was to say them both together, right? They're not and. It's one hyphenated Kedusha. And therefore, you would just say, Ata Yatzarta. It's interesting. I heard from Rav Shechter many years ago, B'Shem the Avnei Nezer. Quoted this, I never saw it inside, but he quoted the Avnei Nezer, said it out of Shalosh Shudas. Okay. The Gemara says in Arachin Daf Yud. The Gemara there talks about when and the reasons and the requirements for saying Hallel. So we know the Gemara has the 18 days that we say Hallel, every year, and what are the requirements for saying Hallel? We say Hallel the 8 days of Sukkot, and the 8 days of Hanukkah, and Shavuos, and the first day of Pesach. So the Gemara goes through each day that you don't say Hallel, why don't you say Hallel? Maishna, so first the Gemara asks about Sukkot. Maishna b'chag d'arbinan kol yoma. Maishna b'pesach d'lo arminan. Why do we say Hallel every day of Sukkot, and not every day of Pesach? Kol yoma. D'chag chalukim b'karbon osayin. Because Sukkot is a separate carbon every day, reflecting a unique kedushas hayom. The Pesach ain chalukim b'karbon aseihem. So number one requirement is you need a separate unique carbon. So the Gemara says, okay, what about Shabbos? Shabbos has a unique carbon. The chalukim b'karbon aseihem. Why don't we say Hallel on Shabbos? Answer: Lo ikri moed. Requirement number two. So we need separate carbon and we need moed. So the Gemara says Rosh Chodesh to ikri moed lema. What about Rosh Chodesh? Lo ikdish basiyas malacha. No, it wasn't sanctified with iser malacha. So number three, you need Isser Malacha and Moed and separate carbon. Dechsev Ashir Yelachem Kalilas Kadosh Chag Laila Mekudesh Lachag To Anshira Shem Mekudesh Lachag Ain To Anshira. Then it goes through Rosh Hashanah Kippur and Purim Vechulu. So 1 second. So it says here you need three requirements. You need Isser Malacha, you need Moed, and the Rosh Chodesh is called the Moed, and it has a separate carbon, but no Isser Malacha. Asked Avnei Nezer, when Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh falls down on Shabbos, maybe you should say Hallel, full Hallel, not just the minog of saying Chatzi Hallel as we say, full Hallel, because it's Ikdash Basiyas Malacha, this Rosh Chodesh, and it has a separate carbon, and it's called a Moed. So what's the answer? The Avnei Nezer asking the Kasha must assume that it's one blended Kedusha, and if it's one blended Kedusha, then you get the Kasha, but you should say full Hallel. If it happens to be Rosh Chodesh and Shabbos, it's not one blended Kedusha, then there's nothing to talk about. Then we wouldn't say that you would say Hallel because you don't combine. It's this and this. And again, all of these, you might be mechalik in various directions between all of these. Shabbos and Yom Kippur might have an affinity. Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah could have an affinity. Shabbos and Yom Tov might have an affinity. So again, all of these are food for thought. There is an interesting Tosfos related to that. Rosh Chodesh and Rosh Hashanah. Tosfos appears in a few places, but the beginning of the discussion, beginning of the second parak in Maseches Beitzah, the Gemara talks about it. Daf Tez Zayin Amud Aleph, Ezu Chag Shachodesh Miskaseba. The Gemara Darsh is based on a pasuk, Yichok Liyisrael Hu, which is the yantif that the Chodesh is miskase. What does that mean? So Rashi says you can't see the moon. It's the only yantif in on the Jewish calendar you can't see the moon. That's Rosh Hashanah. That's Chodesh miskase. But there is a daya in Tosfos. What is miskase? Yesh Mefarshim. Tosfos quotes Shein Maskir No Sova Musaf the Rosh Hashanah. You don't mention Rosh Chodesh in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Rabbeinu Tama Yomer Adaraba Hova Yekarev Maskir No Sova Musaf the Rosh Hashanah. You should. V'tikin Rabbeinu Tam Lomar b'musav milvat olas haChodesh. Shochein tikin Lomar shnei sirim kiel chasan. Sira chaz Rosh Chodesh v'sira chaz Rosh Hashanah. It's a discussion in the Baalei HaTosfos whether you should even mention Rosh Chodesh on Rosh Hashanah. Maybe it's undermining. It would be a zilzal in Rosh Hashanah. It's not only Rosh Chodesh, it's Rosh Hashanah. It's much greater. It's not just the beginning of the month, it's the beginning of the year. Right? Or maybe it's about how subsumed is Rosh Chodesh in Rosh Hashanah. So again, it's also an interesting discussion. There's a day there that the karbanos are different. We're not getting into that now. But either way, this is the discussion of blended kedushos on the Jewish calendar. We'll stop here.